Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Billionaire Elon Musk has put on hold his bid to purchase Twitter. He says he wants more data on fake accounts. He's indicated that he is still committed to the acquisition, though. Let's discuss this with our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks. So, Simon, it's very interesting. Musk says putting the deal on hold because he wants more data on fake accounts. Are there any other reasons that have come to light?
Well, this was a bolt from the blue, and it broke on Twitter, Elon Musk's own account, revealing the news at around 6:15 in the morning, East Coast time. That would have been the middle of the night out on the West Coast, where Elon Musk more normally can be found, indicating that he now wants Twitter itself to prove that its claims that only 5% of accounts on Twitter are either fake or controlled by computer bots are actually true. He clearly seems to have concerns that perhaps the real number is much larger than that. And he does, through this filing that he's made, indicate that what he wants to do is get a very clear sense of precisely what he is buying in Twitter. In the form of just how many of these accounts are fakes or controlled by bots. But there are other potential issues playing into all of this. It comes at the end of a week when his electric car company Tesla saw its share value hit an 8-month low. That started to raise questions here about the personal financial impact on Mr. Musk, which indeed itself fueled speculation that perhaps he hasn't fully got the financing lined up to go ahead with this Twitter sale. But he insisted in a later tweet that he published here this morning that he is still absolutely committed to the acquisition of the social media platform, with all the attendant controversy that was already generating before he put it on a temporary hold.
How is it possible that a businessman of this stature, Elon Musk, could have made so much noise about acquiring Twitter without getting all the details about fake accounts? It might seem slightly fishy from some, given his comments about unbanning certain accounts, including Donald Trump's.
Yeah, and of course, comments that we discussed earlier in the week, Shahan, when he made those comments, he caveated them and said, I may not end up owning Twitter, which at the time seemed a slightly odd thing to say, given that the subsequent 24-hour period saw a couple of top Twitter executives being forced out of the company in what appeared to be an effort by Mr. Musk to clear the decks before he took over. Look, there's no question that it's been a dizzying week. And that question of why he hadn't done the due diligence and got these details nailed down ahead of time is confounding to some Wall Street analysts and investors. I mean, to be fair, this whole purchase of Twitter has moved at dizzying speed just in the weeks since Elon Musk first acquired a 9% stake in the company. But it does suggest that perhaps the speed has been a little bit too rapid. And like any good shopper going into a department store and eyeing a luxury purchase, they don't necessarily always think in that first blush of the absolute implications of what they may be taking home with them.
Yeah. So what did the Twitter share do when he made these comments so early?
Well, just looking at the markets now, I mean, currently Twitter is down nearly 10 percentage points in value. It's not quite its low point for the day. The stock price crashed even further in the immediate opening of trading today on Wall Street as everybody reacted to that depth charge of an announcement by Elon Musk. But shares trading down 9.38% currently. We've still got, another 3 hours of trading left on Wall Street. It's been a day that has battered the shareholders of Twitter, and they, of course, include Elon Musk himself.
And just talk to me about the comments in terms of the reaction that's emerged after this early morning announcement from Elon Musk.
Look, I mean, I think that many people were absolutely astounded by it, particularly Wall Street analysts who say that they feel as though this has been a bit of a slow motion train wreck from the moment that it began. There are some voices out there that have been confidently predicting over the last couple of weeks that Elon Musk actually has no intention of buying Twitter, that what the South African billionaire is trying to do is, first of all, secure the Klieg lights of publicity for himself, and secondly, to advance the argument that Twitter has restricted free speech, particularly among those on the right and supporters of former President Donald Trump. But whether this really is a good faith effort to buy the social media platform or not is going to be sorely tested in the days and weeks ahead. Because remember, if he does buy it, Donald Trump and his acolytes could end up back behind their social media megaphone before America's midterm elections this November. And that's why every twist and turn in this saga is being so very hotly watched here, plus, of course, all the financial impacts on the markets that every twist and turn also engenders.
Yeah, it's never a dull moment or day in Elon Musk's world, isn't it? Because whatever he does and say impacts on so many people. We're going to leave it right there. Our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.